Sinn Féin say they have a new policy on immigration. They call it a fair system that works, want more countries to be added to the safe countries list, and more consultation with communities hosting state accommodation centres. After reviewing their relatively poor performance in recent local and European elections, their leader Mary Lou McDonnell said that the party failed to have the backs of their supporters and to listen to their concerns on immigration. Donnacha O'Leary is with us. He's Sinn Féin spokesperson on social protection and TD for Cork Central. Donnacha O'Leary, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Has your party's approach been wrong on immigration up to now?
First, I just take the opportunity to extend my condolences to the family of Clodagh Phelan. Absolutely heartbreaking news, really. You know, listening to that report, it's very, very hard to get your head around, and my sincere condolences. In relation to migration, I think it's very clear that I think there could have been better understanding of what our position is. I think we haven't always communicated it well. And I think that is important. I think people look to us to have answers and look to us to represent them and look to us to ensure that the system works. And in my view, there is clear frustration in relation to the system. There is, I think the system clearly doesn't work. I don't think it works for anyone. People who are waiting years and years on decisions, people in communities who feel that they have no say or no way of participating in the process, where centres or accommodation is being located. And I think generally there isn't a confidence that the system works. So clearly that needs to be addressed. What we are outlining today is what we believe would work. That involves tripling the resources in terms of the International Protection Office and the Appeals Tribunal over the course of a term of government to ensure that the backlog that's there, that decisions can be arrived at quickly. Again, Gavin, that's in everyone's interest. That's in the interest of people who are coming here seeking protection, but it's also in the interest of providing accommodation and the system as a whole. We want to ensure that there is a standard approach to consultation, because clearly at the minute that varies hugely from location to location. People have no formal opportunity to have their say. There's no way of making submissions, outlining what a community needs, and so on. We believe the system can also be improved by amending the International Protection Act to ensure that countries can be designated as partially safe. That exists in a few countries. There are many large countries where the political situation is different in different parts of the country or for different categories within that state. We think that legislation can be amended. Obviously, anyone travelling from any country can make an application for international protection. The safe countries policy and principle exists to allow for expedited procedures. Are there countries where parts of the country may be safe and they may be able to apply for international protection, and that could be part of the faster process? We believe that it could. So there are many improvements that could be made.
You said that you hadn't communicated your policy properly, that people perhaps didn't understand it. What's fundamentally different here to your previous policy?
Well, like in many respects, these are positions that we have had for
a
period of time. No, I don't think it's the same, but
what is fundamentally different?
Yeah, then? I'm coming to that, Gavin. First of all, one of the things that we are proposing is the scale of resources that are needed in terms of processing decisions does need to be significantly increased.
Yes, but it's more money to implement the same policy. It's more money to implement the same policy as you had outlined before. And correct me if I'm wrong, it's more money to implement the same policy as the government is pursuing at the moment. What's fundamentally different here?
What we're doing today is outlining what the Sinn Féin position is and what we believe in, and we're a Republican party that believes in ensuring...
Yes, and you said that, Donnacha O'Leary, and apologies for pursuing this. What is fundamentally different here to either your previous policy or the government's current policy?
What I was saying there, Gavin, is that what today is about is outlining what the Sinn Féin position is. And if people want to draw comparisons or to make differences, that's a matter for them. What we are about is what our proposals are. And clearly... there is a need, and this is about what priorities we would place in terms of a budget and the investment that we would make into the system. We also believe that clearly what is not working at the minute is enforcement where decisions are arrived at. So where somebody applies for international protection and they are not successful, the rate of people who are a follow-on in terms of where people receive a deportation order is very, very low. 2023, the amount of orders that were issued was about 948. The amount of returns is about 317, about less than 30. So clearly,
deport more people?
Well, first of all, in the first instance, where people decide to depart themselves, that's in everyone's best interest. That is in the interest of the applicant themselves.
That's the current government policy. How would you deport more people?
Gavin, I'm not going to be able to give you any answers unless you give me a little bit of time to answer. So where if somebody decides to depart themselves, clearly that's in everyone's best interest. But what doesn't happen at the minute is where somebody receives a letter, they don't respond to it, they don't depart, there is very little by way of following up. What we are talking about is ensuring that there is more cross-checking with accommodation providers, with the Revenue Commission, with Social Protection, with the Workplace Relations Commission, to ensure that that person is identified and that that is followed up on. We also think there's an awful lot more scope for cooperation with Britain. Clearly, with the shared common travel area, there is a shared interest. And you could see during COVID, the scope that there was for cooperation. The common travel area exists for people who are Irish nationals, British nationals, and people who have a right to reside here. But for other people, obviously, the common travel area.
And I know I've asked this before then, on that, would you police the border to the north to immigration or leave it open as it is currently?
We've never objected to the checks that currently happen in relation to public transport and things like that. That has been going on for many, many years. We have never raised any objection to that because the common travel area is for British and Irish citizens and people who have the right to reside here. Having said that, is that the solution ultimately? It's not, because, you know, you have hundreds of miles of border. Like, that isn't going to resolve this issue. What is going to resolve this issue is, first of all, resuming returns with Britain. I think the Irish government made a real mess of that just before the election.
Returns to the north.
Returns to Britain because they escalated it and played right into the hands of Rishi Sunak. We've already raised this with Keir Starmer. We believe there's an opportunity now with a new British government to resume policy of being in a position to safely return people who first made an application in Britain. The legislation has been rectified. Now it's about diplomatic engagement with the British government. What this is fundamentally about, Gavin, is about making sure the system works.
Okay. So clearly, apologies, Donal Cailleer, for interrupting. It's just I do want to get to at least one more question before we finish up with you. The policy speaks about greater consultation with communities. If a community says no to an international protection centre in its area, what do you do?
Well, first of all, what needs to happen before a centre is located is that you audit the location and say, what is there in terms of services, what is there in terms of transport, and also what is the situation there. There are communities out there that are clearly struggling, that do not have enough in terms of services, that are deprived. I think that process needs to be used to identify if a place is completely unsuitable, then there shouldn't be anything located there.
And if they say no?
Look, Gavin, I suppose there isn't any process in planning applications of any kind where it is simply the case that a vote is taken or anything like that. But in any other application for any other process or any other piece of infrastructure, people have an opportunity to have their say. So what you have at the minute, right, is you have people out there. And just to be clear, there are people out there that under no circumstances do they want to see anybody different in their community. They are interested in destroying property. They are they are interested in violence and they are racist in many respects. But I think it doesn't help the situation in communities where there are people who have concerns, who have reservations. They have nowhere fruitful to direct their views. They have nowhere to make a submission. I think that there needs to be a standardized process so that, and that doesn't necessarily require amending legislation, but a standardized process to ensure that people, where they have a view in terms of what resources does this community need, why is this location not suitable, I think that has to exist. And I don't think that's a lot to ask, actually, that people have the opportunity to write something down, to make that submission, and that IPAS would respond to it, and indeed respond to it, not simply in writing, but also to try and address the situation. So clearly, you know, you have a situation.
Donal Cailleer, a Sinn Féin spokesperson on social protection and TD for Cork South Central. Thank you very much for speaking with us.